extract for a long and healthy life.
Well, lots of reaction to the Dow crashing once again. News piggybacking on the downgrading, the Standard & Poor's downgrading of the U.S. credit rating to AA+ from a AAA. The president reacted to that, and so did several others in the Capitol. Of course, as you know, everybody's away until Labor Day, but it's amazing the rippling effects that this has caused. Each and every show, of course, we go to our pal Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Victoria, the president definitely had to react to this because there's been so much conversation about it. What did he have to say?
Well, he said quite a bit, but I have to say, I don't know that he was very effective today. He was sort of flat in his delivery. Basically, he said, we do have a debt problem, and he said we didn't need a rating agency to tell us that we have a problem. He said that more than once, interestingly. But he said it's not a lack of plans or policies. He said it's a lack of political will. And it's the insistence on drawing lines in the sand that's the problem. But he said the good news is that by coming together to deal with it, we can solve it, which is all very well. But as we all know, that's not really something that is going on very much in Washington. But he did talk about some specifics that need to happen. He did talk about continuing the unemployment insurance, and he talked about things like building bridges, like repairing roads, and that these are important things for companies. And he said, look, these aren't Democratic plans. These are plans that Republicans have signed onto in the past and that they could sign onto again. And then he spoke about Afghanistan.
Yeah, what did he say? Of course, I'm sure we know condolences and all that, but here it is a couple of days later, and now it's all about still investigating and figuring out that, wow, half of these SEALs have been wiped out. What was the gist of what the press had to say on Afghanistan and that incident?
It was very much thanking them, talking about troops continuing the hard work of transitioning to a stronger Afghan government. We will press on and we will succeed. Also about it's a time to reflect on those we lost and their sacrifices, and that they served the nation as a team, that they gave their lives for their country. It was that kind of remark. Wasn't anything more specific than that. We did already know that the investigation had started into the causes of the downing of the helicopter, but we didn't really know at that point very much of what they've found out. It's very early.
Yeah. Something else on this in the opposite direction. We're going to talk more about that tonight, coming up with Jeff Atticott, a terrorism expert. But the EPA, you were mentioning something about that. Interesting news about what they're trying to clarify as far as the EPA is concerned. Explain that.
Yeah, well, there was a 2010 White House memo that told the EPA to develop standards focused on scientific integrity, public communications, federal advisory committees, and professional development of agency scientists. And so apparently they have. And Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, which is a coalition of government scientists, says today that this proposed scientific integrity policy is pathetically weak. It says, among other things, that it's the weakest scientific integrity rules of any agency. In fact, it's a big step backwards. They say, in fact, it won't prevent EPA's upper management from suppressing data and other technical information from the agency's scientists. It says, under the plan, only scientists can be punished for misconduct, as there are no firm rules against managers manipulating or masking technical work, and no mechanism to enforce rules if they existed. They also say that the policy, which is a draft, allows top EPA management to, quote, screen information from the agency's scientists, and they point to language that says management must sign off on papers published by EPA scientists.
Wow. So that was I remember that now. That was 2010 when that directive came out.
Yeah. So they're saying that this is, they say it's absolutely appalling. They say EPA brags that it's committed to cooperating as if in a fishbowl. Well, someone needs to clean the fishbowl because it's getting pretty murky in there.
What a perfect way to end this. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
All right, the big story and the one that we started with in that conversation is the reaction certainly to the Dow, as well as what happened with the helicopter being down one of the worst days, period, over the weekend. And ultimately, what are we going to see as a result of what happened with the Chinook helicopter? Usually, you would think you wouldn't have the SEALs and being transported that way, but this was protocol for getting them in to the firefight situation. Otherwise, it would be a much more covert type of thing. So I know in the next couple of days we're going to be talking about that. Plus, coming up, we're going to address that with Jeff Atticott. But with Victoria, one of the things that was mentioned, I asked her right out of the gate, is the Dow being down, going down on the day, 630 points. Some people were predicting it could be almost 1,000. 630 is not good. And, of course, one of the worst days because it plunges after that Standard & Poor's downgrade, after the news. So it's the fallout. It's the fallout for Fannie and Freddie. So now all three major U.S. stock indexes sank between 5 and 7%, pushing the Dow below 11,000 for the first time since November, if you're keeping score. U.S. stocks overall, I was crunching the numbers today, I don't think this number's a secret, though, have fallen 15% during the past 2 weeks. It's been a mess. And it's a reaction to the downgrade, certainly, but what's going to make everything bounce back? What's the answer to this? People are disillusioned and furious over the infighting that was before everybody took off for vacation on the Hill, and over whether or not to lift the debt ceiling. Then what really happened, the snow job we were all given as far as what it means by lifting the debt ceiling. I don't know how you fix this thing as far as the negative news is concerned. And I think the unemployment news, because of those factors, is certainly not going to get better. So that's nothing that you could point to. And when you see the Dow sinking down 635 points, 5.6%, the S&P 500 losing 80 points, the NASDAQ dropping 175 points. I mean, we knew it. The sell-off was going to be brutal. And it was much worse than the 500-plus point drop that stocks experienced a couple of sessions ago, going back to last week, and we were talking about how awful that was. And you have your financial stocks that really were slammed. Anybody holding some Bank of America or Citigroup or all that stuff. If you just tuned in, you're listening to me, and I always say this, you're thinking, oh, that's just those rich guys that are standing there with thousands and thousands and thousands of stocks. But that's not true, because I'll point this out again. If you have a 401k, usually you have those basket of stocks, and sometimes some of these companies will be part of that basket of stocks. And so when the market tanks, when it plunges and you're stuck in something, it's not like you're day trading and you can flip it over. You're trapped in that. You can't roll it into cash unless you control it yourself. So the Dow plunging will have an effect, I think, again, on Asian markets, and it already has. And it's going to be a really, really rough week. All right, we're talking with Jeff Atticott, Round the Bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 8th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,706.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,749.10, $874.55 for a half ounce, or $437.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,749.10, $874.55, and $437.27.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Still a very, very sad couple of days for so many people across the nation, really. We can feel the effects, but the families of all of those SEALs, and in fact, the 30 Americans who lost their lives on early Saturday morning in Afghanistan when that helicopter went down, and the Taliban taking responsibility for it, now all the aftermath, and of course, the conversation about the Chinook and the SEALs, because so many SEALs, SEALs specifically from the same unit that went in that covert operation and back in May and took out Osama bin Laden. Not the same SEALs, but from the same unit. What a horrible, horrible thing for these men to go through and their families, those that are left behind, meaning the others that are in that unit. So who better to bring on the show than our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, who you might have seen quoted in the Wall Street Journal. He certainly knows his stuff and knows a lot about the Navy and procedures and whatnot. Jeff, just I guess initially I was stunned by it because the numbers kept getting higher and higher. I kept getting text hits from someone I knew in Washington was telling me the numbers were getting higher, and I was like, wow, I can't believe how many SEALs were actually on that Chinook. Is that surprising to you? I guess that's standard operating procedure, though.
Well, there's going to be a full investigation, and I don't want to do a shameless plug, but the Wall Street Journal in today's paper had an excellent article, very in-depth analysis of exactly what happened. And what we saw here is that we had some Rangers, Army Rangers, that were in a firefight with some of the insurgents. They called in for help, and the Chinook loaded up with the SEALs and some other special operations forces, about 30-plus American forces altogether. And some Afghan soldiers also on the Chinook. Now, Chinook is a gigantic cargo helicopter, if you will. It has two blades on each end, and it's like a flying coffin. If it gets hit, it doesn't glide down. It goes straight down to the ground and like a rock. And so Many of these people were probably killed because of the crash itself. We usually try to conduct these missions in stealth and have the element of surprise, but the bad guys aren't waiting on you because it is a flying coffin. In this case, though, they were coming into a hot LZ, as we say, landing zone, hot fire zone. The bad guys knew that we call in reinforcements by air, so they probably had some folks out on the perimeters and with RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, held by, you know, a single person can fire it, and brought this Chinook down. So it was tragic the way it occurred, but it really rubricates or underscores a lot of people, opinions about what are we doing in Afghanistan, because
yeah.
It causes us to look at the larger strategic picture.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about this all along with Afghanistan. How many times have you talked about the play being in Pakistan and what are we doing and what was the end game and all that sort of stuff? And now 2014 is supposedly when everybody's going to be gone as far as our troops on the ground. And I think you're right. I think it absolutely shines a light on this. Tell us a little bit more about the SEALs, because the SEALs are certainly the elite fighting team, covert team of the Navy. We saw that in the case of Osama bin Laden and the SEALs that took him out in that operation. And as I said, this is part of that same group. Wow. I mean, this just decimates this corps, doesn't it?
Well, it's devastating, but more of a psychological blow. There's about all told about 8,000 special operations forces, which include the Rangers and the Green Berets, the Navy SEALs, Air Force assets in Afghanistan of the 100,000 plus force. So we rely very heavily on our special operations forces, and the Navy SEALs and the Army Green Berets are probably in the Delta forces, the elite of the elite. These men realize that, that they could very well die or get maimed on any particular mission. They're all volunteers, so they live with that all the time. So it's not a devastating blow to the military part of it, even though our forces are stretched very thin. It's more of a psychological blow to the team, and very tragic. And of course, the Taliban is spinning this. If you look at their websites and their propaganda, they're saying that, you know, they killed the Navy SEALs that killed Osama bin Laden. Therefore, it's interpreted as a good omen from Allah.
That's a good question to ask you in the follow-up to this. I heard a retired colonel saying that they took aim and shot at the Chinook, and they didn't know that the Navy SEALs were there. And that's not true, that he didn't believe that at all, that they had any information ahead of time. What do you think?
No, I don't think they had any information ahead of time. They knew that reinforcements at the most, I'll give them this, that they probably knew that if they have the Army Rangers in a tough position, they know that more reinforcements are coming, and those things come through the air because there are no roads in Afghanistan. You can't get men in to support other men that are in combat unless you do it by air. So they were, you know, if they knew that, and they probably did, then that's the most I'll give them. But, of course, now that the information has been released, of course, they are omniscient, and they knew it all along, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the other little secret here that's not being told the American people is about our overall mission in Afghanistan. Obama wants to, of course, train the Afghan military to take over the missions that we're doing. And in many, many cases in Afghanistan, we secure a particular area, we build fortifications, we turn it over to the Afghan, and a day or two later, the Afghans leave, and the Taliban come right back into those areas and say, basically, thank you for building these little forts for us, and they reoccupy them. It's not working, the strategy of training the Afghans, and it's not going to work. By 2014, there's no way.
Yeah, and saying that it's not going to work by 2014, would you have rather seen, and I think I know the answer to this, too, because of our conversations, that why were we continuing to go down this path? Wouldn't it have been better to pull these guys out sooner now? Instead, this is that was our worst day, losing 38 altogether in the helicopter that went down. 22 Navy SEALs that were part of the Navy SEAL Team 6 packed into that transport helicopter. Doesn't this just scream, wow, this is what happens when you continue to beat a path that is not going to change anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can kill these people and stack them like cordwood, and we do. But there's, for every one we kill, there's two or three more to take their places. So it's not a matter of how many can you kill. There's an infinite number of these people that had pledged allegiance to the Taliban ideology, whether you want to call them Al-Qaeda, Taliban, radical Islamic extremists, and they know that we're leaving, and so they're stepping up their attacks. They're going to claim victory. It's a non-winnable situation in our current strategy, but yes, the president should have declared victory, as I said before, last time when I was on your show. He should have declared victory after we killed Osama bin Laden, done the mission accomplished speech, and immediately withdrawn. That way we could leave with victory. Now, when we leave, whatever that date is, and it keeps shifting, the enemy's going to say, hey, we won. You didn't win. We drove you out, because there's no clear signpost that we can point to now that we could say that we've achieved a victory, because the president has dithered again, waited too long to announce the mission accomplished speech, and no one's going to believe him now. They would have, and the world would have bought that narrative if he would have made that speech, right after the death of Osama bin Laden. He should have done it then.
Yeah. Hamid Karzai is, of course, saying that, oh, now, you know, maybe we could use a little bit more reinforcements to continue to make that transformation, that transition, et cetera, with our military. So he's kind of even hedging, as you said, that date's fluctuating. 2014 was supposed to be it. And you even have, of course, they're in a recess now, but some in Congress who were reacting and saying, see, we need to stay there longer. Wow. Do you think there's a chance they would push this into, you know, 2015, 2016?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, many people on the wrong side of history. Many conservatives support our military. I'm a conservative. I support the military 100%, but not if we're not going to achieve a victory. It's like Vietnam all over again. We know we can win on the ground, but there's no path to victory here. So conservatives turned against the Vietnam War near the end because they're saying, what are we doing? Why are we fighting this war? We're getting our people killed, and yet we're not taking the war to North Vietnam and crushing them. That's how you win a war. That's, you know, you don't win a war by taking and holding ground. You win a war on the offensive. But in this war, of course, the enemy is Al-Qaeda, and it's very hard to declare victory unless you have a sign of victory. And when we killed Osama bin Laden, wow, that was handed to the president on a silver platter, a way to get out with honor, with dignity, with victory, mission accomplished, and he had no idea. Deer in the headlights, didn't know what he was doing. Still does.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there. I think that's just such a huge part of the problem. One last one, Jeff. We see what happened to this SEAL team, and we know that this is the sad part about it, but I think that they should be honored. So they come back. Would it be protocol? Because I can't seem to find this out. I'm not getting a straight answer out of Washington. Would it be protocol to come through Andrews and have the coffins draped, you know, with the American flag? I mean, will we see this with this much loss of life?
They'll either come through Delaware or Andrews Air Force Base, and I believe that the Obama administration has, I don't know what their policy is on photographing the coffins coming back. I know there was an issue about that, but I simply do not know. I can do some research, but off the top of my head, I do not know what the protocol would be.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think they're kind of playing that close to the vest, to be honest. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, thanks so much, as always, sadly in this case, for joining us here on America Tonight.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshiny.
Here we are in America tonight, looking for the sunshine, let me tell you. After the day it was on Wall Street, what a kick in the head that was, although all of us knew it was going to happen. Here's the thing, and I said this right from the get-go. This is what's topping odds and ends coming out of that conversation with Jeff Atticott. The Congress is out for 5 weeks, so they scurry back like cockroaches, and the super committee gets together, and they try to see if they can come up with something that has to be done in order to get us closer to the black, although we're so far away from the black, it's not even worth discussing a balanced budget. It's getting through this tunnel economic worries, right? And one of the things that's probably going to be on the table, and we know this, we've had people on talking about this before, Saul Album for one, and some others have come on, and in this course of what do you think is going to be out there, how are they going to close this up? You know, the tax breaks, what are the tax breaks add up to, and with individuals and, of course, corporate taxes. So what probably could go away, let me run this by you and see how you feel about this. Do you use, for example, do you use the mortgage tax deduction? It's the second biggest one, $89 billion a year. How about 401ks? You know, I know myself, I've done this. You go into the office, and it's like the day before taxes are due or the week of, and there's tons of people that are at Scott Trade or any of these brokerage places because people are trying to hurry up. They got some money together, and they're trying to get them in the 401k. And you can do that. So $1,000, $2,000, I think it's up to $4,000 now that you put into your 401k that you can write off on your taxes. So they're thinking of closing that one, closing the home mortgage one, which is a killer for so many people. Charitable contributions, that's another one. And, of course, then taxes, like your local taxes and state taxes. That's another one. The problem is some people are thinking upper class. It's not. A lot of what I just mentioned are middle class people that need those deductions, right, that have counted on that. And if you're a charity, that's one of the things they push. Oh, it's a tax write-off. It's tax write-off. Whether or not you go to donate clothes to the Salvation Army and it adds up to $100, or you actually support a child somewhere, or, you know, you give a certain amount of money during the holidays. People, that's people that run charities count on that tax write-off thing. So that could be pretty rough for some of the charities who are already having a tough time. They're not getting the kind of money that they need in many cases to be able to help as many people as they've helped in the past, in other words. So these deductions, if these deductions become part of the tax revenue, because the Democrats are saying, we want money, we want revenue, and if you're in this tug of war and they're not going to have any kind of tax rate increases, I think that's what's going to happen. And I don't think that's a secret. I think there's a lot of economists who probably said that that's what would happen. The thing is, I think that a lot of people that would get jammed up in this, honestly, would be the middle class again. So, in a sense, it would be as though they were getting a tax increase, because they would be getting a tax increase. The little bit that they can write off, they wouldn't be able to write off. Still no solution to any of this. This is a big story that I think deserves talking about. Warren Jeffs, to me, they can't do enough to punish this nutball. He's the guy who ran the polygamous sect, right? How many people were involved or under the spell of Warren Jeffs? Like 10,000 people. So you know the story and how it goes. This was actually played in court, and I think this sealed the fate for Warren Jeffs because he faces a possibility of life in prison for assaulting two young girls, supposedly child brides, 112, 115. Well, the sentencing phase of his trial is supposed to finish this week. What happened, one of the things that happened is they played a tape that Jeffs had. They played a tape that the FBI actually had that Jeffs had made that was telling these young, I mean, kids, graphic instructions on how to please their husbands. And on the tape, you can hear that he's breathing heavy, and he's had sex with all these young girls who were kids. I mean, he's like a sick pedophile. So that just tossed the jury. They were obviously going to give it to him after that, after they listened to that tape. That tape, and I didn't realize that, they had that tape. That tape sealed his fate. And, you know, you hear this is the third straight day that they've gone through the sentencing phase. And, of course, Warren Jeffs says kooky, nutty things and tries to disrupt the whole process, but it's not going to work. He can carry his 5 legal pads in and shuffle along in his suit and do whatever. But they're going to sentence him. And on the tape, it wasn't just those two girls, by the way. It was 5 girls all together. Oh, sickening. Just sickening. So in the world of fair or foul, what do you think that this guy should get? Well, of course, I mean, life. Does anyone think he shouldn't get life? But even beyond that, and I didn't think about this until I was wondering about the sentencing and why it was taking so long, because he keeps disrupting it. And it's true. Where are the parents? What kind of nuts are these parents that they allow this to happen? There's something to the power Warren Jeffs had over these people, over all these polygamists that he brought together. Because how would any man let his 12-year-old daughter be in this situation? But yet nothing happens to the parents. The parents don't get slammed with anything. The parents just idly stand by. Isn't it their responsibility, in a sense? Well, no, not in a sense. It is. It is their responsibility. I can't even imagine. So that tape, that training tape for these girls, that shut the door on him. And now that the world knows that was part of what went on in that courtroom, I think that was the final nail in the coffin for him. And, you know, was he a brainwasher? How did this wacko get these people to go along in this congregation to be under his spell? He could be, I think when you list cult leaders and think of the all-time biggest cult leaders in our history, you're going to have to put Warren Jeffs on that list. Nothing is too good for punishing this sicko. And shame on those parents who allowed this to happen. How a parent would let that go on, I have no answers for it. I have no answers for it. Somebody told me, and I had a conversation with somebody about this today because we were talking about Jim Jones. We had a guest a couple of weeks ago who was pushing to solve the whole Jim Jones mystery, knew things were wrong with Jim Jones, tried to get people to do something about it, and nobody jumped on it. But you think of Jim Jones, you think of control issues, you think of preying on people. And sadly, religion has been at the center of this many, many times. So here we go again with Warren Jeffs. He just has to go away forever. I mean, there's really nothing they can do other than throw the book at him, I think. And all of the children. The state of Texas, remember, went in and removed all the kids they could find. But a U.S. judge in that area in San Angelo, Texas, said that the state had no kind of a standing for their removal. We also had a guest on who was one of those lawyers. We had two guests on. There were lawyers for those kids, and they were voluntarily doing that. And now they're back in the same, you know, they're back in that situation. So the kids that were removed and put with families were put back in the custody of their parents. I think that's a big, big mistake. And remember, this was the YFZ Ranch, as it was nicknamed. And these kids who then come out and really have no idea what it's like to live a so-called normal life were just sheltered in a sick way, I think, in this ranch. So Warren Jeffs should get everything they could possibly give him, and then some. How that was allowed to go on for as long as it did, at least they got him, I guess, right? Coming up, another For Your Health. You're going to love this one. Rick Perry, who's deciding whether or not he's going to run for president. Lo and behold, I think he really, really wants to do it now. I wasn't so sure the governor of Texas was going to go in that direction. Talks about a back operation he had using stem cells. We're going to talk to a doctor about that next on ATN.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And for your health on this version of America Tonight, check this out. It's about stem cells. Did you know that Rick Perry's back surgery included, I don't know how many people know this, the use of his own stem cells? There was a report that came out about that. And it's interesting. We've talked about stem cells and stem cell use before on this show. Who better to talk about it with than Dr. David Jenikov? He joins us once again on the show, and he is, and this is a tough title, man, he is a craniomaxillofacial surgeon. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
I think you're being kind, but I'm going to make everybody that calls in tonight say that 10 times, and if they can say it, well, I'll say, if they can say it 5 times, I'm going to give them a prize. The gist of it is you're very good at what you do. You are a plastic surgeon. You work, obviously, a lot when it comes to the craniofacial is what we're talking about. And how, when you look at stem cells, what now has happened with stem cells and this fat, what they call stem cell fat banking? Because I'm assuming this is what happened in Rick Perry's case, right?
Well, what happened in Governor Perry's case was he was involved by banking his stem cells. And then when he had his surgery, they took some of the stem cells and packed it in to the bone grafts around his spine, I believe. And also he received stem cells intravenously through his vein to promote healing at the site of his previous surgery.
And is that a common practice?
Not really. What we found out over the last probably good 10 years or so is that there are very good, viable stem cells that exist within our fat. And you can separate the fatty tissue from those stem cells and the helper cells by different processes. Those stem cells can then be expanded in culture and then used for therapy, or the stem cells with their helper cells can be used on site to promote healing, and they're pretty much anti-inflammatory cells. They cut down in inflammation for overuse injuries or shoulder type, you know, overuse injuries in pitchers, things like that, which has been done recently.
Yeah, do you think we're going to see more of this, Dr. David, especially anti-inflammatory? I perked up when you said that, and I immediately, and that was what you said next, I thought about shoulders, not just for athletes, but for other people, a lot of older people, or people that just do something where they strain their shoulder because they are carrying too much weight when they're picking up heavy cases or whatever it might be. Is that something we might become more common?
I think what we're going to see, as the research is showing, that these stem cells have a lot of different activities. Depending on the problems that the patients have, as well as the way they're administered, whether they're administered systemically through an IV per se, or directly injected into the areas of injuries, whether it be knees or shoulders, or even wounds, specifically wounds, you're going to see that the effects of these stem cells turn on the body's ability to heal its own problem. And
yep.
So whether that means, and some studies have shown that by injecting these into joints that are devoid of cartilage, that the cartilage actually regrows and the patients get improved joint function. They've also shown research in heart disease, which is very promising, and the studies are currently being done in Europe, that when they inject the cells in the area of damaged muscle, the heart responds and heals faster, and those patients who can't undergo a surgery can actually have that heart muscle improve to the point where they no longer lead sedentary lives and can actually be more functional.
Wow. And this is, in your own work, are you using this a lot in with plastic surgery and whatnot? Are you having the opportunity to do that?
Well, what we do is we have an institutional review board protocol that allows us to use these stem cells and mix them with fat to enhance the reconstruction of our patients who have facial deformities or facial trauma. We know that when you add the stem cells to the fat, and the fat is used as an augmentation or to add volume to the face or reconstruct the face in areas of injury, that those stem cells work almost like an unbelievable fertilizer to improve the blood flow to that grafted fat and enhance that fat's ability to stay. So you can add, what we can do now with banking, with stem cell banking and fat banking, is we can do one operation, we can save all the fat, we can save the stem cells within that fat for later processing, and then we can treat patients on an outpatient basis regularly until they're happy with the result with only one operation.
Wow. So, again, this goes back to what you first started talking about with Governor Perry, using your own and, as you say, banking it. You have that operation, you come back, and then you're able to work on that, particularly, I would assume, well, with anything, with some of these joints that you're talking about, or in what you're doing with the face and reconstructing the face. And I like how you said it helps with the volume, because that's what I think of when somebody has some really severe injury. How do you, you know, how is it that you work on their face, I'm sure, like a palate, to making, obviously coming up with the best results that you can come up with? I mean, has this helped the process by leaps and bounds by being able to do this in many of the cases?
Absolutely. We have a lot of patients that we take care of who have undergone multiple operations, and they have to be put to sleep and come into the hospital. With this concept of fat banking and stem cell banking, we're able to do one operation, take care of the patient initially with a mixture of stem cells and their own fat. And remember, this fat, these stem cells actually come from the patient's own fat. It's their own tissue. It's not the tissue from someone else or umbilical
right.
cords or,
mm-hmm.
or embryos. It's their own fat. It's their own stem cells from their own fat. And then that really enriches the graft, which afterwards the patients can come back to the office and get another treatment and go on about their day. I had a patient today who was treated by one of our network physicians for breast reconstruction. She underwent her initial operation. They banked her fat. She went back to the office 6 weeks later. She had more fat injected into her breast for reconstruction. She said it was fantastic. She went out to dinner, she went shopping, and it really simplified her reconstruction. So these are the kinds of things that we're able to provide patients today with the hopes of providing even better opportunities in the future as the research proves itself.
Yeah. The, you know, in talking about this, and I'm glad you made that clear, what you're saying is, look, it's your own stem cells. We've said that now a couple of times in the procedure and then banking it. How, and I know this is kind of a, this is from a layman who knows nothing about medicine or just what I'm learning as I go along and various conversations I've had with physicians and surgeons and stuff. But how many stem cells do people have? I mean, it must vary from person to person, but how many stem cells are we all walking around with?
We're walking around with a lot. you know, we have, believe it or not, as the research looks at, there are stem cells on every hair follicle. There's a stem cell that's believed its activity is to promote the growth of your own hair. And the research is looking at how can we use our own stem cells then to repopulate or regenerate our own hair follicles and turn those stem cells that may be dormant back on. So there's a lot of stem cells in our body. And as we learn more and more about this, we begin to understand that they're regulating cells as well, and they turn things on and off that are also related to aging. And there is a belief in some circles that by administering stem cells intravenously over time, that we help our body regenerate and it prolongs healthy living.
Is the most common way the injection, or you talked about a couple of different ways to do it. What's, I guess it depends on whether you're talking about a heart or a face. I'm kind of answering my own question, but what's the most common way to administer it?
I think right now stem cells are being used, adipose-derived stem cells, those stem cells we get from fat or even stem cells that you get from bone marrow that are processed and separated. I think they're being used mostly at site-specific injections where they're talking about knees and shoulders and joints and things like that. I think that intravenous therapy is somewhat limited because the research, although promising, and some anecdotal case studies are very fascinating and incredibly hopeful, I still think that is a lesser area of use, although I think it's growing rapidly. Unfortunately, in this country, this whole concept of usage of stem cells for therapy is kind of being bogged down at the FDA, and patients are having to fly outside the country to get therapy.
Yeah. Do we, and there isn't an age thing on this. I mean, you could use this on a child. You could use it on any age, right?
That's correct. We actually are able, at our clinic in Dallas, because of the studies that we have and the protocols that we have, we're able to treat, you know, children and adults. With facial anomalies.
Wow. That's terrific. I mean, I'm sure you've got to have really made the lives of some of these people who came in. I can only imagine when you're disfigured how, when your child is disfigured, how rough that is. It has to be rewarding to you to see the results, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get up every day knowing that you have the opportunity to do some really good for people, especially kids, because the relationship I have with many of my patients lasts 18 to 20 years, so I get to watch them grow up and do lots of different neat things.
Very cool. Dr. David, I want to tell everyone, check out this website for more info on this. It's biolifecellbank.com. Thanks, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.